This is the 2000 Family Research Project podcast, looking at the impact of migration across three generations of Turkish families. In today's episode, Dr. Neil Spierings from the Radboud University in the Netherlands talks about early findings from the project about attitudes to gender equality.
In societal debate and academia, we mostly look at gender equality attitudes, how they develop in migrant communities in Europe, for instance, or what the differences are between migrant communities in Europe and the people that have been living in Europe longer, such as the more native population. What we did in this project is looking at the developments in these attitudes among migrants and compare them to how these attitudes developed among the families that stayed in Europe, so the people who did not migrate. And in that way, we could really look at what the impact of migration is on the people whom it concerns, so the migrants themselves. This focus also allows us to look at more complex migration structures. For instance, there are lots of families that migrated from Turkey to Europe, but then remigrated, went back to Turkey after spending some time in Europe, some years. And we could also include those families and see how that impacted them. And also, and that's another unique point of this research, is that we have information on three generations. So this helps us to look at developments over a longer time span and to study whether and how grandparents, for instance, influence the attitudes and beliefs of their grandchildren.
What sorts of questions were both the migrants and the non-migrants asked about their attitudes to gender that you were able to make use of?
Yeah, we have two questions. Those are questions quite similar to what is used in most international surveys. The first one is whether people agree that education is more important for boys than girls, or disagree, of course. And the second one is whether people agree that men are better at business than women. And we combine those two in one overall score that then tells us something about to what extent people support socioeconomic gender equality.
Can you give us an overview of the sort of information that you ended up with and on whom?
Well, there's lots of information, but now we know for three generations, so grandfathers, their children, and the grandchildren, to what extent they believe that men and women should have socioeconomic equality. So that's for three generations. And we also have that information for families that remain in Turkey, as I said, for families that moved to Europe in the first two generations, so either the grandparents or the parents, as well as people that moved to Europe, returned to Turkey and started having a family there. So we also have information on children whose parents were migrants but returned to Turkey, and those children never left Turkey, basically.
So what did you find? Are you able to put some numbers on that for us?
We see quite a steep increase in the support for gender equality from the first to the second generation, so from the grandparents to their children. If you would express that in a number on a score from 0 to 100, we see that it goes from just over 60 among the grandfathers to almost 80 among their children. So that's between the first two generations. And what's interesting here is that this is the same story for both the migrants who came to Europe and the stayers, the family that stayed in Turkey. So this rise in gender equality cannot be ascribed to the fact that some families moved to Europe, because we saw the same development in Turkey itself. If we now look at those families that always lived in Turkey, this rising support for gender equality also increased between the second and the third generation with, let's say, another 10 points on that scale of 100.
And what about this whole question of transmission of values from parents to children, this idea that somehow the attitudes and beliefs of the parents influence those of their children? What did you find there?
It does seem that children with more gender equality supportive parents are on average somewhat more supportive of gender equality too, regardless of, for instance, their education of their, or their sex. So it really is the parents that have some influence on these children. Or the other way around, children with parents who are somewhat less supportive of gender equality are on average also somewhat less supportive themselves. Well, as we have the unique three generations data, we also looked at the grandfather's influence. And these analyses suggest that The grandparents might actually have a small possible independent effect on their grandchildren as well. So not the grandparents influencing the parents and the parents influencing the children, but also the grandparents influencing the children directly, just the slightest bit. In other words, more supportive grandparents in terms of gender equality have on average somewhat more supportive grandchildren in terms of gender equality.
Were there any other factors at play here?
The impact of the parents also seemed to depend on the migration history. And most notably, we looked at the influence of the parents and whether it disappears if the family migrates to Europe. And we actually see that happening if the children went to school in Europe. So if a child went to school in Europe, the influence of the parents in transmitting their ideas of gender equality really becomes weaker. And we expect that this has to do with what we call extrafamilial socializations, or in other words, the influences of friends, peers at school, teachers, television. Those kind of things have become more dominant and sort of overrule the parents.
So, Niels, what would you say overall are the most interesting and important insights that we gain from your research on gender equality, on attitudes towards gender equality using the 2000 families data?
Definitely the just mentioned role of that extrafamilial socialization that weakens the influence of migrated parents on their children in Europe. Also because that tells us something about how gender equality attitudes are reproduced. But it was one more, I would say, unexpected and really fascinating result. And that relates to that strand of the research where we focus on families that return to Turkey. Among those lineages, or three generations, we found that the third generation, the generation that has never been to Europe, is on average somewhat less supportive of gender equality than their parents. While among the families that stayed in Turkey, the third generation that has never been to Europe either was considerably more supportive of gender equality than their parents.
So that was a surprise, right?
That really was a surprise. And we started to look into that. So like, what's going on here? How can we explain this? And we have some qualitative interviews in the project as well. And based on those, we think that the emigrant families, so the families that move back home after spending some time in Europe, are more likely to have disliked the situation in Europe. And they might, the parents then, might convey a message to their children that includes more, let's say, indications of moral decline in Europe. For instance, one man we interviewed told us about stories he heard from re-migrants about heroin, smuggling, all kinds of bad things. Another one explicitly mentioned, actually, a lack of morality in Europe. So if this third generation of children has not lived in Europe themselves, and they have no strong experiences or cultural socialization to counter this image of their parents or grandparents, that might actually dominate how they start to think about gender equality.
And serve to sort of reinforce those, maybe what we might call more traditional attitudes.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Niels, I wanted to ask one more question, if I may, which is, you know, do you have plans to do more with the data?
Oh, yeah, lots of plans, because there's many more interesting questions. And when it comes to gender equality, I'm now looking with colleagues at women's employment and men's employment. So what does migration mean for being active on the labour market? And there was also some plans to look into more detail how religion and ideas about gender equality relate to each other and how migration influences that link between the two.
Dr. Neil Spearings was talking to Chris Garrington about his research on the study's participants' attitudes to gender equality. The research is published in Intergenerational Consequences of Migration, Socioeconomic, Family and Cultural Patterns of Stability and Change in Turkey and Europe. It's published by Palgrave Macmillan. You can find out more about the North Face-funded 2000 Families Research Project at www.2000families.org.